We find ourselves today in Perek Vav, Mishnayos Tes through Yud, Chapter 6, Mishnayos 9 through 10. The Mishnah says as follows: Sa'at tavu akura o sa'ah she'ena akura. So you have the following situation. We learned before that halacha lamaisa, if you go out and you have a bundle that is two sa'ah, then halacha lamaisa, that is not shechecha. What happens in the following situation? You have a sa'ah of grain that is attached and is to the ground, and a sa'ah of grain that is detached. Now both of them have been forgotten. They've both been forgotten. The shayla is, do they combine to form two sa'ah of grain that has been forgotten? But remember again, once you reach the threshold of two sa'ah, it's no longer shechecha. V'chein be'ilan, what happens on a tree? Let's say you have one sa'ah of produce that has been picked from the tree and forgotten, and one sa'ah that has been forgotten on the tree itself. Or v'hashum v'habitzalim. Or for that matter, again, onions and garlic. Same case. You have one sa'ah that's been picked and forgotten, and one sa'ah that's been left attached to the ground and forgotten. What's the halacha? Eino mitzarfa l'sasayim. These two individual sa'ahs, one of them, again, which is attached to the ground, and one of them which has already been picked, both have been forgotten, but one is attached and one has been picked already, do not combine to form two sa'ah to exclude them from shechecha. Rather, elahim shel aniyim. Rather, they are treated like aniyim, i.e., they are considered to be shechecha. Rabbi Yossi says, no. In basar rishos ani be'emsa einim mitzdarfin. So Rabbi Yossi says something very interesting. Rabbi Yossi says that halacha lemaisa, if, let's say, for example, there's another portion that belongs to the ani that comes in between these two items. For example, let's say the Bar Tanura says there's leket. So imagine for a moment there's a little bit of leket in between the sa'ah of grain that has been harvested and forgotten and the sa'ah of grain that's standing and been forgotten. And in the middle of that, you have some leket. Ultimately, again, inon mitzdarfin, then they do not combine to form two sa'ah, and ultimately, again, they are shechecha ve'im lav. But if halacha lemaisa, again, there's no other matnos aniyim, no other right parts for the poor, ties for the poor, in between them, then ultimately, again, they do combine to form two sa'ah. So, very interesting halacha. So, if essentially there's leket in between them, then halacha lemaisa, that prevents them from combining, and therefore, again, they don't combine to two sa'ah, therefore, they're shechecha. If, however, again, there's no leket in between them, then halacha lemaisa, they go out and they combine. Beautiful Mishnah Yud. So here's the situation. Let's say you have grain, and the grain has been set aside not for animal feed, for animal food, or halacha lemaisa, again, you're going to use that grain to tie around other bundles of grain. Or if you have sprouts, or so-called sprouts of garlic, that ultimately, again, are used, or like pieces of garlic that are used to bind other bundles of garlic, va'agudos hashum v'habatzalim, or ultimately, again, smaller bundles of garlic and onions that are waiting to be combined with other larger bundles, ein lohem shechecha. In all of these cases, they are not considered to be shechecha. And the reason for this is because at halacha lemaisa, the Bar Tanura explains that by the grain, shechecha is only by something that's going to be eaten by people. But since the grain is going to be eaten by animals, ultimately, again, it's not subject to shechecha. And ultimately, again, the only time for the onions and the garlic, the only time you're subject to the laws of shechecha is if you are a final stage. But because these items are not yet final stage produce, then halacha lemaisa, again, it's not subject to shechecha. V'chala tmunim ba'aretz gegon haluf v'hashum v'habitzalim. Now, an interesting part over here. Any vegetables you have where the edible part of the plant is hidden in the ground. In other words, it's inside of the ground, like luf. So luf is a type of onion, garlic, or regular onions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eilan Shechecha. Rabbi Yehuda says that Allah Chalamaisa, they're not subject to Shechecha. No, they are subject to shechecha. So an interesting case, because since in this situation the edible part is hidden in the ground, so shaila as to whether or not it's subject to shechecha. Machlokes, Rabbi Huda, and the Chachamim. Ayishkai Chavan, we'll stop over here for today. In Meretz Hashem, we will complete the last Mishnah in Perek Vav and begin Perek Zayin tomorrow. Shkoyach, and have a wonderful day.